Moments of Melody time again, and we'd like to invite you to be with us as our guest for the next 5 minutes. Dale Evans has written an article titled, At the Fork of the Road. In a Hollywood church one Sunday evening, my son Tom turned to me and said, Mother, is everything all right between you and the Lord? I knew the answer to such a soul-searching question was an unequivocal no. Yet in self-pride, I hastily explained that I had accepted Christ as my Savior at the age of 10. But Mother, he urged, you don't know Christ the way I do. If you did, you wouldn't be so restless, always searching for some new kind of religion to give you peace of mind. Here I was, a movie star, married to a famous cowboy, stepmother to 3 lovely children, with practically any material luxuries I could desire. I crumbled inside, and suddenly the falsity and emptiness of my existence loomed up before me. I knew why I had made such a mess of things. I had never surrendered to Christ. My heart had been deeply moved. I was at the fork in the road. Which path would I take? That of unconditional surrender to Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life? Or would I turn again to the world and its glitter, the applause of man and all the superficial trimmings? I managed to make it home, but then the dam broke, and in a flood of tears and self-reproach, I saw how I had disappointed my fine Christian parents. I remembered the earnest concern of my boy, and the silent promise I had made to God the night Roy and I married, to raise these 3 children in a truly Christian home. I was like the prodigal son who went away from his father into a strange and faraway place and spent his substance on riotous living. I had to return to my heavenly Father. I could hardly wait for the following Sunday to arrive, for I'd called Tom and told him I would take my public stand for Christ on the next Lord's Day. As I walked down the church aisle, I made a full and unconditional surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. I asked His forgiveness. Lord, I said, take my life. Break it, twist it, bend it, but just use it for Thy glory. I committed everything into His hands, my personal life, my loved ones, my career. I've just read the testimony of Dale Evans. And now the sacred scriptures. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of His temple. Evans concludes this little article at the fork of the road with these words, I'm not ashamed to say I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He bought me through His blood shed on Calvary's cross. He is the shepherd of my soul, my Lord and Master from here throughout eternity. I want to shout to the world that Jesus Christ is the one and only answer to any need you will ever have. He alone can give joy in the midst of pain. He is life itself. If you have not let Him come into your heart, I urge you to do so right now. He makes life truly worth living. The testimony of Dale Evans.